As if she really had this nus until she drinks the water. That we say, therefore we say, she's also to marry to stay to live with her husband.
She doesn't drink the Me'amorim. We say she's also to her husband, because we have a doubt, like a Vavi, as if she lived with that man. If she did live with that man, she's called a Zayna. She's an Ashes Ish that lived with another man, she has a shame Zayna on her. So a Kain is also to marry a Zayna.
So maybe it's Pshita that a Kain can't marry a Saita. So the Chita, maybe you want to tell me this. That what Kunu Esvira Kro, Shura Yasa, but Suffolk Zayna ke Zayna, because the Torah calls a Saita, like a Suffolk Zayna. As if she's a Vadai Zayna, that's why she's also to a husband. Gemara says, if so, Truma Namila Kiboy Kro. If so, that's a kasha, then you should not even need a pasuk that you can't eat truma. Shurayasa basafik zayna kazayna. The same thing, Svara. A saita is also to live with a husband. Why? Because we're saying that she must probably live with that man. If she lived with the man, she became a zayna, she's also to eat truma. If she's the bas kain, she becomes a halala now, she can't eat truma. Since so, not halala, but our co-problem, she can't eat truma. So again, a manashach. Why does Rabbi Kiva need a pasuk for truma and not for kuna? Rashi says the yochin the truma nami lati boy kro, but end of mu time gufa shoyasa kosa beside the zavazana kavade zayna over truma yadina the zayna asura a zayna is also tit or truma the chsev kisiel yizar that means kiti boy or lizar etzlo he betruma the kodesh shomer toichol v'en lach apostle godu mizer sheyeshes ish v'nevala liyachar. The nation says, lives with another man, Pshita, she's called a Zayna here, and she is called an Ish-Achar, and Avada, she's also T-Truma. Since so, it's a Kashra and a Bekiva. Why does he need a Pasek for Truma, and he does not need a Pasek for Kuna? What should be the difference? So, what it says like this. Elo, you have to answer is no, he needs a Pasek. Elo, Rabbi Kiva, I'll tell you, Abul Kroik Sivi. I'll tell you, it's like there are four times it says the word Vinitimo in the Pasha. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Elo Rabbi Kiva, Abu Kroik Sivi Yisera Beis Nitmo." It says two times the word Nitmo, V'Chad V'Nitmo, and one time it says the word V'Nitmo. Rabbi Kiva Darish Vav, and Rabbi Kiva also dashes the extra Vav. So therefore, Rei Abu, it's like it says four times in the Torah the word V'Nitmo. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with these four words? It says like this: Chatak is Labal. That now the Saita, even though she's only a Suffolk, she becomes also to a, like a Vadai to a husband. V'chad l'boyel, that she's also now to get married to the boyel. Even if the husband gives her a get, she can't marry him. V'chad l'kuna, even if the husband dies, she's not allowed to get married to a Kohen. And v'chad l'truma, there's a special pasuk now to teach us that she's also to a truma. In other words, tam in svara, we say not like that. It's only doubtful whether she had this musanat. She's not a Vadai zayna. So therefore, I wouldn't say she's also to Kain. I wouldn't say she's also to Truma. That's why I need a poster to teach me now that she's tak also for Truma and for Kain. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Tlosa Kroik Sivi. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it says three psukim. Chad Labal, Vechad Laboyul, Vechad LaTruma. One of the teachers that she's also to Truma. Ukuna, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that a Saita, if the husband dies, cannot marry a Kain? Ask you the Kalvachayna. He learns it out from a Kalvachayna like we had before. Madach Gerusha, that's Mutta Tichuma, cannot get married to a Kain. So a Saita that can't eat Shuma from this Pasuk Nitma, Shita, she can't marry a Kain. So I ask now, Rabbi Shmuel, Mimai di Yitzra Krala Truma. Ukuna Asya the Kalvachayma, how do we know to say the Pasuk Vinitma is coming to teach us that she's also to teach Truma? And then we make a Kalvachayma that she's also to get married to a Kayin. Dilma, maybe the opposite. Ki Yitzrach Lakuna. Maybe the Pasuk has come to teach us that a Saita is also to marry a Kayin if her husband dies. Or Truma Shaya. And then there's no Kalvachayma to Truma. Maybe to Truma she's Mutta. Like maybe she's like a Grusha. A Grusha can't marry a Kain, even though she's allowed to eat Truma. So maybe a Saita is only a Bias HaKosov, she can't marry a Kain. For Truma, she's Mutta. How does Rabbi Shmuel know to say the Pasuk comes for Truma, and then I have a Kaluchayma from Grusha, that she's also to get married to a Kain? How do I know this? So Mor says, Amalacho, And Rabbi Shmuel answers back, Mistar versus Svara, Dum Yedabal Oboil. When the Pasuk says three times the word Vinitimo, so for the first two are Darshaning Baal and Boil. The third one also has to do something like the Baal and Boil. What does that mean? Ma Baal Oboil. Mechayim, so we're talking about an Issa when the husband is still alive. Av Trumanami Mechayim. Also we're talking about an Issa that takes place when the husband is still alive, which would be negate that you can't eat Truma. But Liafuke Kuna, Mashenke, this question if she could marry a Kayin is not Nageya calls the man the husband is alive. Because the Manashach, when he's alive, she can't marry anybody. Elamai, the husband will give her a get. She's a Gerusha. Gerusha can't get married to a Kayin. The only way she'll be able to get married to a Kayin is if the husband dies. So you want to say it's a case when the husband dies, that no. All these three cases, the Echad Labal, the Echad Laboyom, and the third one is talking about halachis when the husband is still alive. So when he's still alive, Truma applies. So that's what Yishmael knows. The Pasuk is teaching me that this site is also teach Truma, and once I know that, then I have a Kal V'chaim to say that she's also to get married to a Kayin. So the more of Rebbe Kiva, wasn't Rebbe Kiva also dashing this way? The Kiva says the opposite. Dumye de Baal Oboyom. Leslie, he does not from the Svara Baal Oboyom. So what? It says three times the words Vinitimo, Vinitimo, Vinitimo. From just that alone, I would have said the Svara is that she's also to get married to a Kayin, but I would not know that she's also to Truma. Therefore, according to Rebbe Kiva, we need like four drushes. The extra vav Vinitimo, Vidashin four. Vinam, another territory is Islay. Maybe Rebbe Kiva also holds from the Svara of we should dash in Truma because it's something when the husband's alive. But I'll tell you, Milsa, the Yatim, the Kal V'chaima, Torah because of Lakra. Sometimes you say like that. True, the Pasuk is talking about Truma. Once I know a Saita can't eat Truma, now I have a Kal V'chaima to say that she should not be able to eat to get married to a Kohen either. That I know now from a Kal V'chaima. Why does the Pasuk say an extra verb before Strasha? That's a class sometimes. Milsa, the Yatim, the Kal V'chaima, something that you really couldn't have from a Kal V'chaima. Still, the Svar is Torah because of Lakra. So the Torah comes to write it down. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Dov Shiyesh Boidas Lishoyel, V'yein Boidas Lishoyel Mihai Kronavka. That chiluk that we made before, that we say, Sofik Tumor, Breshus HaYochis, Exeris HaKosi, Lord Nassim Saito, that it's Tomei. And we said with the Tanai and the condition, that it has to be involved with a man, with a person that has Bas, that really he was around the situation, he should be able to be asked. He doesn't know, so what? But as long as a man is involved in the situation, then we have the limit from Saita that Menasofika becomes Tami. So if Gidl says, I know from this Pasuk here, the Pasuk says, we have Basar, Asheyiga, Bechol, Tomei, Lo Yechel. Vadai Tomei who? So it says, we have Basar, Asheyiga, Bechol, Tomei, Basar that became Tomei from something. The abosser, the meat, Ashiyiga b'chotam, touched anything, came to me, lo yochi, can't eat it. So with Ashin, vadai tomi lo yochi, only if you know for sure, some abosser that's kachim. So if you have a abosser from kachim, from a carbon, if it becomes tomi, you're not allowed to eat it. Only if it's vadai tomi. Hosofik tomi, vesofik tor yochol. Mashka, if you have a doubt whether this meat became tomi or not, then you're allowed to eat it. That's the Pasuk, V'yabosar ha-she'yiga b'chol tamei, lo yoichel, only if you know for sure I touched it. That's one Pasuk. Furthermore, Amos says, what does the other Pasuk say? V'yabosar kol tor yoichel bosar. That you're the opposite way. That you're only allowed to eat bosar that's vaday tor. Vaday tor hu the yoichel. Only if the meat is for sure tor, you're allowed to eat it. The yoichel bosar. Ha-sofik tamei v'sofik tor lo yoichel. Might be have a doubt though whether the meat became tummy or not, a bosa kachim, then you're not allowed to eat it. Schutzestiro. The first pasuk is mashma, it's only also when you know vade it's tummy. And here it's mashma, you can only eat it if you know vade it's Torah, so it's a stiro. Ella, what do you have to say? Lash ramino, kan shiyesh badatli shoyl, kan shein badatli shoyl. That the pshat and the pasuk is, it depends. If there was an adult there, man around the situation when it happened, that he was able to be asked, then we say, Minasafik Taker, it's Tomei. But if there was no man around there, there was only a Kotin or nobody was there, then Minasafik we say, that's Takator. Mar says now Yitzchak Rav Gidlo Amar Rav Yitzchak Lemigma Misaita. We need both drushes. The Midrav Havamina Beim Rishiyach Beim Rishus Rabim. I would have thought the same time as Yesh, but that's the show. It's always Sofik Tamei. As Yitzchak Lemigma Misaita, learn from Misaita only Rishus Yochid. The Misaita Havamina Di Yiko Das Nogeya O Magia. Maybe you have to have both people have to have das, because by Saita, the man and the Isha both have das. So maybe when do we say the Sofik Tumma takes place with Shusha Yochim? It's Vaday Tomei, only where it's a man to another man, where both of them have das. Mashaykin, if it's a sheriff to a man, that the sheriff doesn't have das, maybe you don't have the exact custom from Saita to say it's Tomei, it's Tricha. From this, learn out from Basar, you see Basar doesn't have das. So it has to be if the person is around there, if one of them has das, that's enough. That's the double limit here, that when do we say the klal sofik tumah b'shus yachid is tamei only where it's yesh b'das lishol, where a man was involved there. But when there's no man involved, that's called the case of ein b'das lishol, then there's no gzeras akaster from Saitam, and then for careful we say leave the chesed tayra, that the meat remains tor. Right, stop here. You're holding off chuf test on the aleph from the bottom by the two dots. More so like this. Voy vayoyim dorosho vekiba v'chol kli cheres. The Mishnah says that day they made a drosha that a kli cheres is mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah said that voy vayoyim dorosho vekiba darshin hu kli cheres hasheyipo mehem el toichoy that kol hasheh b'toichoy yitma. So vekiba darshin from here said limud that kikra sheni shemitame sashlishi. He learns out from here a passage that tells us that there's such a thing as a shlishi by chulin. That means the kikra that became tame inside the klicheris was a rishon l'tuma, and the kikra is a sheni. When the kikra, the bread, touches a piece of anything else, its mitame makes it into a shlishi. That's what the Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah said that if Yeshua said no, that umi yigal ofim yenefesh Rabbi Kirchem and Zakai, sho yiso imel, that also dor achal litar kikah shlishi, that he said there's going to come a door that's going to say no, that the third kikah, kikah shlishi, is tahor. And they're going to say, shein la mikra min atayru shu tamei, that they don't have a posik. And now Rabbi Kiva dashens a posik. So the kids, the Mishnah says that what the Rebbe Kiva had a pasuk to say that by chulin a sheni makes a shlishi, and the Biyachad of Mitzaka, like we're saying, not the Biyachad of Mitzaka, the Yeshua was saying that there's going to come a door that's going to say not like that. They're going to say that a kikah shlishi is taketor. So Mar says like this now: on the yachad yein loy lo my tummy. Since he doesn't have it, why is it tummy? In other words, Rashi says as Mashna from the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even though he doesn't hold the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva dashens, but he still holds that there is a tumah shlishi. Just he's going to say there's going to be another door that's going to say it's tahor. But Mashma, he himself, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, holds that there is a shlishi by chulin. So the question the Gemara asks now, how does he know it? And Rashi says, why is a tum at least by truma? To come also the rachel etaroi, avluha yimetamai. Then it says there'll be a door after that's going to be metayirit even for truma. Mashma Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he himself holds no that it's tumei akol ponim by truma. In other words, by truma he agrees that a sheni could make a shlishi. So how does he know that? So Mora says Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav min ha-toyra ain loy, psychashru, from the Torah of the Pasuk, we don't have a clear Pasuk. But I tell you, midin kal v'chayma yesh loy. But if you're looking at Zach, I can learn it out from the kal v'chayma to say that a sheni should make a shlishi l'tuma negay to truma. That means a piece of bread that's a sheni l'tuma, if it touches truma, it could be matama the truma. How do we know this? Omar t'fil yoyim. Madach, somebody that was tuma that went to the mikveh that day. Shemuta b'chulin. After you come out of the mikvah, you're tori lari chulin. Still place over truma, or tful yoyim is not lari truma. If so, kika sheni, a kika that has a tumah sheni on it, shepasul b'chulin, it has a tumah schulin, for chulin it's called tamei, is ain't a din shiyasha shlishi b'truma. For sure, there's a kal b'chayma, that anything that has a tumah sheni on it, when it touches truma, it makes it into a shlishi. that there should be a shlish yakoponim by truma. That's Rabbi Yechon's kavuchayma. Learn this out from a tful yom is matama is also ti truma. So pshita sheni makes a shlishi by truma. This the Gemara says equal to mifrach. I can ask the question. No, I tell you malitz tful yom shekeinav hatuma. It's possible to say that the tful yom became tuma because of an av hatuma. Like Rashi says the bottom Rashi who going tuma meis or izav or mitzorish shem betuma savois that they were av hatuma. And true, and then they went to the mikvah, so they have the Harash Shemesh, they have to wait till night time. But I call upon them, that's full yom, the fact they went to the mikvah that day, they went because they were tomei on Ava Tuma. But over here, you want to tell me now, is Sheni the Tuma? Maybe a Sheni cannot make a Shlishi, even by Truma. Sumara says true, but I'll tell you, they say me,